Version of rail fail on the cards for the Palaszczuk government, not because of lack of train drivers or guards, but because of lack of trains. $2.8 billion was committed in last fortnight's state budget for Cross River Rail. The infrastructure, it's on track to be delivered, but the promised improvements in travel times mightn't be. The target is a minimum of 15-minute frequency. Now, the voice of public transport users claims there needs to be 40, at least 40 new trains will be needed to meet that frequency. That's on top of the 75 NGR already ordered. God knows when they'll be ready. Robert Dow is from Rail back on track. Robert, 40 more trains, we can't even get the 75 we've already ordered.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben. No, we certainly will. We've looked at the projected train frequencies, which you can look at in the Cross River Rail documentation, in fact, and it's pretty clear to us that they simply will not have enough trains, even when they have in place the 75 new generation rolling stock that they're acquiring at the moment. When they are required, Queensland Rail will only have 135 six-car trains. At present, they've got about 107. So it's only a small gain when you look at it, because they're retiring the old EMUs and the old ICE trains into Capital Expresses. So the net gain's only 28. Now, when you look at the projected frequencies and do the arithmetic, it's pretty clear that they need at least another 42 trains, and rounding that up to 50, because there's never 100% fleet utilisation. It's normally about 95% because of maintenance and all the rest of it. Now, we're suggesting, based on their own projections, that they'll need another 50 trains. Now, as we've seen with the new generation rolling stock, it takes time to get new trains in place.
Yeah.
And they need to start considering this no later than next year, 2019, so that they have adequate train fleet to service the network after Cross River Rail opens. For example, Ben, they're talking about 10 trains per hour peak on the Cleveland line. Now, that's very good, but it's a single line from Manly to Cleveland. That can't be done unless they do some infrastructure improvements. They duplicate the railway line. Similarly, between Benlea and Currabee, they need to do some work down there. So they need to start looking at the whole of the network and positioning the network such that it's able to deliver the improved frequencies that will be enabled through Cross River Rail. Don't get us wrong, Cross River Rail is an outstanding project for Brisbane and the rail network throughout southeast Queensland, but you also need to think about how we're going to operate it. Do we have enough trains? And more importantly, have we got enough train crew? As we've seen, we've had a bit of a problem with train drivers. They're going to have to keep recruiting at a very high level for the next 8 years.
50 new trains. How much is a train, the NGR?
Well, based on the NGR contract, which is $4.4 billion, that's the contract which covers the construction, purchasing of the trains and maintenance for 32 years. It would be another $3 billion, wouldn't it, Ben?
$3 billion on top of, just to get the 50 trains.
Well, that's right. Now, also, the government said that they no longer wish to outsource trains overseas. They want to do them locally. So we're looking at a completely new...
But they've reignited Maribyrnong, haven't they?
I'm sure down at EDI at Maribyrnong could do a train order for 50. What the cost would be at least $3 billion when you look at the maintenance and all the rest of it.
Well, that's another $3 billion that they've got to find somewhere in the pot to do that, to live up to the promise of 15-minute services. And how long? So Cross River Rail opened 2024, so that's 6 years away.
So I'm looking at the network, projected network map now for 2026, which is when Cross River Rail opens, just to give listeners some idea of projected frequency. Ferny Grove, 8 trains per hour. Springfield, 10 trains per hour. That's a train every 6 minutes in peak. Rosewood, 4 trains an hour every 15 minutes. Ipswich, they're talking about 6 trains an hour. That's every 10 minutes out of Ipswich.
All right, so 15 minutes is actually, that's the bottom end of it. That's
the
very
right.
Bare minimum on the Shorncliffe. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Shorncliffe, four trains an hour. Airport, 4 trains an hour. The only one that's less than that is Doomben, unfortunately. It's still at 30 minutes on this projected frequency. But, obviously, to maintain that frequency, you have to have enough resources in terms of the track infrastructure, the trains and the crew, Ben. And we're a little bit concerned, based on past history, that maybe they haven't quite realised this.
What are you hearing out of government? I mean, I would have thought they would have had to have considered this. I mean, at the very least, the duplication of tracks, and plus having the trains able to cover it.
Well, all they're talking about is preserving corridors, not actually looking at more detailed work, environmental impact statements, business cases, particularly for Cleveland. I mean, how can you run 10 trains an hour on the Cleveland line when you've still got a single section between Manly and Cleveland? Can't be done. Can't be done, Ben. So they really need to sort of think about these things and start working on the network that will need to be in place when Cross River Rail is finished.
I know you talking to me is raising these issues, but surely you've spoken to people in government about this, the decision makers.
I've been suggesting now for some time that we need more trains, and I haven't had a response. It's been ignored. And,
so I'm not the only one. Excellent.
And it hasn't been rebutted either. So I think we're in very strong grounds here. We've based our predicted train requirements on their published information in the Cross River Rail documentation and our knowledge of the existing train fleet, which is available on the Queensland Rail website. And you just do some basic number crunching and you just realise that we won't have enough trains to deliver the service that should be delivered to southeast Queensland, which is a frequent, reliable rail service that people can be confident in using, and basically a turn-up-and-go system. Not trains every hour or 2 hours, as we've had in the past, but bring it up to what's really required in today's transport world.
Robert, thank you for bringing it to our attention, mate. We'll keep on banging the drum. You do it as well. Hopefully somewhere, somehow, they will listen and get some sort of action in place. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track.
Thank you, Ben.
I reckon it's pretty important to put that on the record, don't you? The fact that we are getting the promise of the Cross River Rail, which we need to free up congestion to make sure we do have the capacity to run those extra services, but how are they going to run the extra services without the trains? I know the opposition have been saying this $5.5 billion project, that's just to build the Cross River Rail, to actually fund it, to actually have the trains, the guards, the maintenance, everything. It's going to be closer to 15 over time. Somewhere in the middle, I think we may have the answer. It have been put on notice. 131 873.